The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 20th of October, 2025, 7:05 in the morning to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Monday.
Yeah.
We get accosted yesterday at a store, but two of our show hosts, and they go, oh, we love him. We love Alex. We love him. It was almost embarrassing. You know, it was just, you know.
Well, let me tell you, we were coming out of Costco. They were going in, and we waved. Because we were, you know how it is when you have the line and you got to give your receipt.
They were on one
side.
So then,
yeah, they were on there. They were returning. We were coming out. And we started getting over there. You know, they have the car. And she literally turned around. She didn't have to do that. And came over and said, you know, I just went. She still had her item in her hand, so she lost her place in the line. Or no, maybe her husband held it. But anyway, so she said, I just want to talk to you about Alex. And we were like, what? And she goes, you know, sometimes when somebody's new and you don't really, know how it's going to be, she said, please don't let him go. Never let him go. He just has, and I said, well, you know, he's definitely super talented and he's done this stuff before. So, you know, but I think that is, signals a lot about when somebody feels enough that they need to like lose their place to come back and tell you that, you know, when somebody's really good, they've been doing this, a show with us since we've been on the air. So we're going on, December will be 16 years.
Wow.
That's how long they've been doing their Sunday show. And it's moved. I think they did Saturday and they moved to Sunday or whatever. But they've hung in there. And let's just face facts. They've been through maybe five producers through those years. People come, you know, and I've got to say a lot of people have moved on. You know, somebody became a fireman, et cetera. You know the drill. And so when we have somebody who comes in with all this experience and makes our world a better place, it's just a beautiful thing. So, kudos to you.
Well, thanks. That was $10 well spent, I think.
I think it was, too. I just told him, well, you can start tipping our producers. Okay.
Well, I'm going to do a quick update about the weather, and then we're going to talk about a couple events that happened this weekend. And, you know, October is stocked full of events and dinners and feeds and theater and, you know, you can't be everywhere for everything. And we also need to do a shout out for an anniversary party that we missed because of an event that we did. But today's a high and they're going to be 81. It's beautiful. A little windy this morning, but I think maybe that's calming down. 54 tonight. It does say, excuse me, in this forecast that there could be gusts up to 25 miles per hour. And, many of you know when I read this weather, I go easily go out around 5:30 in the morning, and I sit on the stoop of our front porch and kind of get a feel. I knew that the sky was clear because the stars were beautiful, but there was the flag we have on a flagpole was whipping in the wind. So anyway, gusts up to 25 miles out today. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high near 82, light and variable wind with a Tuesday overnight lows of 54. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 77, overnight lows on Wednesday night with 53, and Thursday 74. Then we get back down to Friday with of our highs of around 65, chance of shower. So we've got a beautiful week ahead of us, still not having to worry about rain that much. But so that's the forecast today, and it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. I'm going to do this, Bill, because 365-3793. They, too, I think as we get ready to celebrate our 16th year on the air, we're going to do a shout-out to those people who have been with us since the very beginning. And it just warms my heart because we all know that there's been really good times in our in our state of California, local business owners, and how difficult it can be, and that they stay with the KCNR family. And that is Shasta Gas Propane since day one. And I love it's a veteran-owned business. We are a veteran-owned business. There's a brotherhood that happens. Marine Corps Ball is coming up November 10th. It's been sold out, but
no,
fortunately but they've added.
I was going to make that announcement.
Yes, okay. I just want to, just I'm going because Shasta Gas Propane, I wanted to talk about that their granddaughter has become the new Miss Reading Rodeo. And that happened. She was crowned on
Saturday
night, and Kiana Kinney. So we're thrilled about the Kinney family and that their love for rodeo, and that she will be doing all of. We'll probably see her, of course, at the NFR, which is National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.
We'll have her on the show.
Yes, absolutely. And so we love the fact that she comes from great stock because, you know, the Kinney family, they're amazing, doing great work in our town. And they bring us our weather. So we thank you so much for that. Shall we segue into Dancing with the Stars? We had for a couple months all of the contestants on our morning show, and we talked about, you know, what they were dancing and raising money for. And I have to say, Carl, and we had the great honor. I mean, it was really an honor. I think we were just kind of like not even like pinching ourselves, kind of like when you go through something, but you're not really, you know, you're kind of bowled over. You don't even know what's happening. We were crowned. That's the first time ever. They picked out somebody from the community, and we were given this great honor as being called the king and queen. And you've got a crown, and I got a beautiful tiara. And they just, I thought that was kind of interesting and wonderful, and I felt so honored.
It was quite an honor, and they got another dance out of it.
Yeah, we danced.
Yeah, we danced.
The tango.
Once this Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style, these people pulled off. I mean, you talk about lifts, people, you know, being pushed up into the air, being held. Started off with a big cast dance, and then it just kept going, and it was a wonderful event.
The production was really good.
They raised a lot of money. Which is the idea about
180? It was 180,000 something.
184,000.
For all of the contestants with the money they raised, plus what happens that night. People are on their cell phones, or they're voting like you would be on American Idol or something like that, where your cell phone, and if you have Venmo or whatever, that, so that was going in the night of. And they had each contestant and pro had two dances. The first, there was of course the first, and there's six dancers, so six. So they have the first part, then there's a break, you vote, then there's the second part, and then you vote, and then it was just a beautiful. And then they gave us this award, and we walked around with our crowns for a little bit, and we danced first, and you know, it was just a wonderful night. So we had a queen, a rodeo queen, Seychelle was just a magic queen last year, and for the rodeo, and that a new one was crowned, Kiana Kenny, for the Reading Rodeo, and then we had our beautiful night.
Eva Jimenez and her partner, gosh, they took home three different awards Saturday night. So it was a great event. And it's going to be next year, and this is kind of like the kickoff of so many things are going to be happening this next month with the Veterans Day Parade. You've got the Christmas Parade. You've got Garden of Lights, or Festival of Lights, I'm sorry. And just there's so many things getting ready to start. So
I want to do a shout-out to Mark and Janine Sussich, who are the owners of Urban Retreat. They celebrated a milestone anniversary on the night of Dancing with the Stars, as well as the Miss Reading Rodeo. So, and I have not been over. They did their gathering at FOMO's, which is right over here. I've not been yet. It's a wonderful, it's right here in the mall, on the backside where we park, And so happy anniversary, and I'll be calling you today, or we'll be calling you today to do a shout-out. Now, Blake Fisher is going to be sitting in and hosting in this week.
We'll, what Linda's trying to say is that we'll be leaving tomorrow for a few days, and Blake Fisher will be taking our place. But right now, we have to take a quick break.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Good morning on this Monday, 7/19. How are you? Again, today's going to be around 81 degrees. Welcome back to our morning show.
On the line is Anne Marie with our community corner. Community update, sorry. Brought to you by,
Brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance.
Siskiyou Insurance, located at As soon as I find it, I should know it. I said enough. 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And phone number there is 530-244-2345. Anne Marie, good morning.
Good Monday morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
And Alex.
Yeah.
Good morning. Well, today, Monday, October 20th, is National Day of Writing. This day encourages people to write creatively or in other ways. What a fun day to celebrate. I love it. Tuesday, October 21st, is Back to the Future Day. For those that have seen the movie, it was October 21st, 2015, that the date was set on the DeLorean in Back to the Future 2. Wednesday, October 22nd, is National Make a Dog Day, encouraging everyone to visit an animal shelter and perhaps adopt a dog. And as we roll into the weekend, this Saturday is National Make a Difference Day, which annually falls on the fourth Saturday of October and encourages everyone to make a difference in their local community. I absolutely love this day and have taken part in numerous Make a Difference Day events, so I highly recommend getting involved. Sunday, October 26th is National Day of the Deployed, which honors all our military members that are deployed all across the globe. Just a few dates as we go forward this week. And as we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all of our first responders this month, helping bring awareness to breast cancer and going pink. During the month of October, you may notice some pink law enforcement vehicles out there, along with pink ribbon vehicle wraps by Signorama on both police cars and fire trucks. And there are several local agencies participating in the Pink Patch program again this year. During the month of October, you can purchase a pink patch for $10 each or $50 for a set of 8 patches, highlighting Anderson Police Department, Reading Police Department, Shasta County District Attorney's Office, Shasta County Marshal's Office, Shasta County Sheriff, Shasta County Probation, SESCOM 911, and Reading Fire Department. All proceeds will go to NorCal Think Pink. You can pay by cash or check for the patches. Checks made out to NorCal Think Pink. Patches donated by Signorama Reading. More details can be found on the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office has issued a scam alert regarding Medicare scams during this open enrollment period, currently running now through December 7th. For more information on this scam, check out the Shasta County District Attorney's Office on Facebook. They do give a few helpful tips to help protect yourself during this time. Vitalant is looking for blood donations this month. Donate during the month of October, and you have a chance to win $10,000. Check out their website for more details, vitalant.org. You can also find a location near you and learn more about donating blood, hosting a blood drive, volunteering, or joining the team. Again, more information at vitalant.org. Looking for some pumpkins this fall? Check out Nash Ranch Pumpkin Ranch, Pumpkin Patch, located at 10925 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. This pumpkin patch is open for the season and will run till November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. More information at nashranch.com. Also learn more about their corn maze, haunted house, and weekend craft fairs. There will be a free fall carnival this Friday, October 24th, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Sequoia Middle School, 1805 Sequoia Street in Reading. Event highlights include trunk or treating, food trucks, and family-friendly activities and games. Kids are encouraged to come in costume. Many community partners will also be in attendance to view the list of community partners, which includes a lot of our local first responders. Visit Reading School District on Facebook. Friday night, October 24th, look for the Museum After Hours Halloween edition, Sea Monsters Unearthed, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. This event is geared toward those 21 and older. Tickets are $8 for members, $13 for non-members. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Hawes Farms will hold their annual Farm Fall Festival this weekend on Friday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 6465 Deschutes Road in Anderson. This fall festival runs every Friday through Sunday in October except for Halloween. The Hawes Farm Fall Festival has family-friendly activities, a corn maze, rice, food, and, of course, their large pumpkin patch. Tickets vary in price depending on what day and activities you participate in, but kids under three are free. For ticket information and general questions, visit historichawsfarm.com. On Saturday, On Saturday, October 25th, there will be a Hope Art Fair at the Donaldson Fine Arts Center located at 1232 Center Street in Reading. This event is free to attend and will run 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Highlights include live music, food, artwork, and a kids' art tent. For more information, check out the Donaldson Fine Arts Center on Facebook. Tickets for the annual Reading Garden of Lights are on sale. The dates this year will be November 21st through January 4th. See pictures and learn more details at readinggardenoflights.org. And that is just a quick sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Okay, gosh.
You know what? Great.
There's so much stuff going on.
Always a great
so much stuff going on in such in so little time to get to all of them. So thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Have a beautiful week. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks. Okay. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. They provide auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes. Been established for about, 1993. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading, and is, opens at 8 a.m., and the phone number is 530-224-2345. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Rust, Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean blue.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome
back.
That's
a great way to beat your Monday blues. Wake up with this puppy on your blaring.
Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. Monday!
Yeah. It's a
welcome to the week. So, only 4 more working days.
It's a state of mind, baby.
State of mind.
That's why I like it. Beat
you know,
it.
If you like your job, it's not work. Yeah.
I know we laugh about hump day and you go Tuesday, meh. I mean, but every day that you're breathing. And you got your parts working, and you can actually make it around and pick up the phone and do random acts of kindness for people. It's a blessed day, period.
You're back to parts again, aren't you? Okay. All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is our jewelry shop.
I haven't made it in there in a bit. I've been thinking about it.
You know what?
It's mulling around in the back of my head to get in there.
They've called. They said, is Linda okay? You know, is she at, like, out of the country or something? And I said, no, she's circling. Don't worry. She'll come whipping through there.
Bumping.
Like I said, the only full service jewelry store in Reading, with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Anything you can imagine, it's a very much a quality place. It's been there for over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, good people. They're voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And there's a reason for it. They are really, really good. And you will not be sorry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across, kind of, you know, catty corner from C.R. Gibbs. Four Winds Jewelry. And we're here with Catherine Hunt and Lisa Endicott from Turtle Bay because they've got a big event coming. It's going on.
All right. Good morning,
guys. And more.
Good morning.
Thank you. Okay. You've been talking about, one of the things that we want to
I will have to admit, you didn't look like the ones when I mentioned that. I said, these are different people, and I know them, and I know they're not from that one organization.
Usually we have our beautiful Turtle Bay moment on Tuesday, but here we are on Monday, because what we are...
It's a twofer.
We want to talk about the fact that even though we have the Garden of Lights, which is your really big event, there's a lot of other things that go on all year round at Turtle Bay, and you're here to talk about the plant sale and some wonderful gardening classes, et cetera. Lisa, how about you kick it off?
Great. Thank you so much. So we have our fall plant sale started on October 4th, and we had California Native Plant Society. We had our local native plant nursery, Ghost Pine Native Nursery there. We had Master Gardeners. And so forth. So we don't advertise, until after that, because we want people to show up for that day. We try that once.
Okay.
And not as many people showed up on that day.
Right. Well, there's so many, we all know that Reading is triple and quadruple stacked.
Yes.
All over the place right now, and especially in October. So.
Definitely. But, so we continue those sale prices. I'll let you know something that we do every year, if people can remember it or whatever, write it down, jot it down in their calendar. Our sale goes through the end of October every year.
All right.
But we don't advertise it until after that first weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our sale prices are on all of our stock. That includes our wonderful terrariums and planters and California natives and Mediterranean plants that do so well in our climate, shade plants, house plants, all of them. So that's 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off, which is a regular member discount year-round for the public.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right. So tell us a little bit about you, Lisa. I mean, I know you've been on before, but let's pretend we're kicking off a new year.
Okay.
Even though we're, yeah, let's tell it. So the horticultural department.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We're kicking off a new year.
Well,
it's
basically, I know, but it's kind of like the Garden of Life.
I know you're always 3 months ahead of me. I know
think
that.
Christmas and the Garden of Lights begins a whole new year for me. I don't know what it is, but so let's start with you, and then we'll get to Catherine Hunt in a minute. But let's talk a little bit about your history.
Okay.
What brings you to Turtle Bay?
Oh, well, that's something that's really easy and really long. So I will try to cut it really short. I started volunteering at the Arboretum in 1997.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I went there with my kids who are now 40 and 37 on their field trips. And it was such a gorgeous place, such a really gorgeous place. And I was working in horticulture and taking classes, but also working with a landscape contractor and working, consulting with clients and whatnot. So I also volunteered. When I found out that you could volunteer there at the Arboretum, I was so excited. And I'm still excited by the things that we get to do. Because we learn so much every day. We learn from our volunteers. We learn from our customers. We learn from the people who come and take our classes and who present our classes. So it's just heaven for me. So anyways, I came on staff in 2002 and, by a year in, I was supervising everybody, which was,
that's amazing.
Well, you know, you've brought your passion and your knowledge.
Yeah.
And so people, that's what you love about really good, partnerships is that, you know, when somebody knows, like something you can learn from, you want to put them at the front and say, okay, hey, you've got the goods. Let's learn from you.
Yeah, well, that's one of my two major goals in life is to share my passion about horticulture. So I did end up in the right spot, but my goal was to be the lead gardener for the botanical gardens. That's what I really wanted. But, you know, I just keep talking on and on about plants, so they just... You know.
Well, now you have a couple garden classes coming up.
Yes.
I think it's a wonderful segue to talk about, one of them is, on top of that, is sustainability in landscaping.
Yes.
Which is what we're talking about with this, when you go to the plant sale.
Yes.
You have this kind of expertise to tell you about, what zone are you in? Are we in a zone? Or whatever all that stuff means.
Yes. We do, and that is in December. On December 13th, it's Sustainability in the Landscape. Before that, we have two landscape design classes. On November 8th, we have small garden design with one of our local garden designers, Danielle Arendt. And she's going to talk about what to do with your small space. You know, talk about, make sure and get all your big dreams in there, and then work with the space you've got. So it's harder to do small spaces than it is big spaces. People will get so much out of that. And it's a really good time of year when everything's starting to go dormant, that's perennial, to design.
Okay.
That's a great time of the year to do your planning.
Oh, man.
Do your planning.
That's great.
Yeah. And after her, another wonderful landscape designer, Kirkwood Hale, who is also the co-owner of Plantables down the street there, who does.
Okay.
They have a cafe and have a horticulture training program that they do with underserved and people who need job skills.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have so many great people in horticulture.
And so he's going to be teaching garden bones and garden structures, which is going to talk about having paths and pergolas and things that you want in your backyard and designing your garden around those already pre-made structures.
Well, not only that, talking about where you want those things, how you're going to use your garden, and make sure in incorporating those things.
Can you, during these classes, yeah. you know, can you, if I bring in a diagram of my backyard.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say, you know what, we would like to have it so that we have a little path and all that. Mm-hmm. We like to have all these beautiful shrubs and roses and everything. Would you help lay that out?
Well, that's
or is that something else?
No, that's the main reason you take classes like this.
Right.
Is to learn, not necessarily the person who's presenting is going to tell, you know, take your plan and say, this is how you do it, but teach you, give you the skills and the tools.
That's what I'd be looking for, is say, okay, well, something like this you may want to have, blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely.
And that would be fine, and as fast as I could write.
And definitely our employees and our volunteers will give you advice on what plants do well in what different environments, shade or sun. Mm-hmm. And if you have a spot in your garden that is, like, particularly wet because it gets a lot of runoff, they will tell you great plants that would do well in that area.
What about if you were, what about people who say, okay, I want to plant tomatoes? Is that totally off the charts?
No.
Or can you ask those things too?
Yes, of course.
Okay, if you're planting a little veggie garden.
Yes, you want to incorporate space for that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like to me is that it's, these classes are for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, for beginning gardeners, you know, advanced gardeners, people that want to make, you know, because, you know, they have the time now to go back into their yards and say, you know what, I do want a birdbath here surrounded by gravel or whatever it is.
Definitely. So. And some people are still working, you know, since the car fire, still, you know, they've got their houses done. They're doing their whole landscape. We have a gentleman who comes in with a copy of our inventory list I have right here, highlights plants, and comes in and buys two carts, which is about 40-something plants at a time, to do one section and another section. So he is really, really focused. He's a retired engineer, so that's not too surprising. But really, really focused and comes and works on his garden one space at a time, which is really recommended. Otherwise, it's overwhelming sometimes.
It is. You have to say, okay, right here is where I'm going to do this, and then you get that. Mm-hmm. And then you hope that you can keep it going all the way through. Linda's got these great plans about arch.
Nice.
Linda?
Yes.
The arch that goes into going into our backyard.
We have a back
area.
Then
we can grow something on the arch.
Right,
right. I'm not sure what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you know, Carl,
Fall
is the best time to plant a lot of these plants because, you know, people think spring is the best time, but if you plant them in the fall, the plants actually have time for them to establish a really good root system during the rains, and they come really lush in the spring.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. So this is an ideal time. And when does it start, or it's going on now?
It's going on now through the end of the month.
Okay. Well,
you've
only got 11 more days, my friends.
I know.
Yeah, so that's 20% off for non-members and 30% off for members.
Yep. And we do focus on climate-appropriate plants. So most of our plants, the largest percentage, are drought-tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many, many beautiful, beautiful, beautiful plants that are drought-tolerant.
All right, so let's make sure that we let our listeners know right now to get over to the Arboretum. Let's talk about the hours.
Yes. The hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 1. So we are open in the mornings. Our staff does all kinds of other things, too. So we're only open half a day, Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 1.
Right. Okay, excellent. When we come back, let's talk more with Catherine and
Lisa.
Yes, of course, but I was just thinking about more about other things that are going on with Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
But we do have to take a break.
All right.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless. What is love?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 20th of October, 7:47 in the morning.
Hello.
It's going to be a nice day today, 81 degrees. This portion of the show, brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. He has been doing this for over a quarter of a century. He is truly a windshield whisperer. There's nothing about a windshield that he can't fix, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, takes it into his climate-controlled area, puts his special type of sealant on it, and then guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. You know, don't take chances. With it getting cold in the morning and with changes in the temperature, that little chip can become a big crack. Get it fixed now at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And our guests today are from Turtle Bay, Catherine Hunt and Lisa Endicott.
Yes.
We're talking horticulture and more.
One of the things we talked about at the break, I think we, you know, after we're talking about the plant cell and the classes coming up, the two garden classes and the sustainability and the landscaping and how, getting to know your plants and the teachers that can help you, figure out what your landscaping can be in these classes is, will you share with our listeners about plants being grown locally. Nothing is bussed in.
No, nothing is brought in on a truck from the Bay Area or Oregon. Everything is grown here in black pots on gravel, reflected heat. I've been out there on a 4th of July. It was 114 degrees, and I'm asking the plants, which I don't talk to them that much, but how are you alive out here?
Right.
Because it was so flaming hot.
But that's a reality in Reading.
Yeah, that is a reality in Reading, and they are so much happier when they get into the ground in somebody's garden than those little black pots out there. But they live here year-round. We propagate them, take them out to the growing grounds, move them till they're completely rooted out before we put them in our main stock. So when you buy a plant, all of the soil won't fall off of a 4-inch root ball. So we have, really got that down over the years. And our senior horticulturist, Linda Russo, is very strict about those things, about making sure that people take home plants that are ready to go in their gardens.
And we're just so thankful for all of our volunteers that we have at our garden area, because they help us with the propagation of the plants for our spring plant sale, for our fall plant sale. So they're all made right on site.
And they are very proud when they drive around a town and see our plants.
I just love that.
And in fact, if you want to be part of our Turtle Bay volunteers, we are always looking for volunteers. So you can look at turtlebays.org/volunteers, and you can be part of our horticulture volunteers.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that information on. Now, Catherine, we're going to plug a little bit more about Garden of Lights and the pre-sale. And what else do you have on your mind why we're here in this moment, that you would like to share with our listeners?
So,
For calendar.
Well, real quick, I want to mention our membership, our Turtle Bay membership. So if you become a part of the member, Turtle Bay, you get 20 to 30% off at the nursery, but you also get great discounts. It's unlimited access to our museum, and you can get discounts on Garden of Lights and all of our cool events. So that brings me to Garden of Lights, which is the pre-sale tickets are on sale now. And it starts on November 21st, and we're just so excited to have this great holiday event.
You know, I remember the first year, and it was such a large undertaking. Mm-hmm. And how long was that, 4 or 5 years?
It is the sixth year now.
Sixth year, okay.
Yeah.
It was 6 years ago when it started. Such a huge undertaking. And I know that you all were like, what's going to happen? We've just put out a million lights. What if nobody comes? Well, of course, everybody came. And everybody continues to come to this, because the Garden of Lights every year is different. I mean, incredibly different. And they've added another million lights on. I mean, think about that, my friends. 2 million lights out there. And, of course, when we went through, because we get to go, all the media goes through early so we can talk about it. I did find that one that was out. And told Seth about it. Seth had it fixed by the next time. By that evening, he had it fixed.
Yep.
But what's the theme this year? Is there really a theme to it, or it's just because?
Holiday light show.
But you add different things to it every year. Mm-hmm. So it's not like going and seeing the same thing over and over again. So, it's for all ages.
Yeah.
You can take all the time you want to walk through there, or you can just, I'm going to come through there, I'm going to bust through and see everything. I mean, you can do it like that, but I don't know why. So, I'm selling this thing because we so totally.
You get to walk through the botanical gardens, and you get to see our beautiful plants, all these large trees that we have covered in lights. And this year is our train. So the train is going to be going right through the middle of the Reading Garden of Lights, and it's going to have some special lanterns that you can see from the train. So that's exciting.
Oh,
beautiful. So you'll be seeing some things.
Inside. There'll be like an inside ticket scoop thing that you'll get. So make sure you go online early, because we all know, just like the igloos, they sell out.
They do sell out.
Yeah. And so don't be like last minute, because that's what happened with the Marine Corps ball coming up this November 10th, is it was sold out, and then they, you know, they went to Wind River, and they, a couple more tables have been added. So really last minute tickets for those people is, oh no, when people want something, they want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my favorite things about the light show is even the things that have been there since the beginning, the first tree as you come in the show now, is one of my favorite trees in the garden. It's a coastal live oak, and it started out with 3,000 lights. Last time I talked to our lights,
maintenance
consultant.
Yep.
He said there were 15,000 lights on that tree. Yeah.
On that one tree.
On that one tree. Oh. And it is gorgeous. Well, now, people stop and take pictures
that to
by
me,
that.
When you say that to me, I'm going to have to go over and look.
It's right at the beginning.
And you can do this with a mathematical computation where you take 1 foot and then you estimate the size of the tree times that 1 foot.
The thing is, it's so dense now. It was just, you know, here are some lights on this tree. It is so dense.
You can read your books by it. Yes, basically.
Can.
Oh, that's so cool.
Already, we're posting installation photos that you can find on Redding Garden Alight's Facebook.
Okay.
And you can see them go up with the bucket trucks and wrap the trees in light.
That's fantastic, guys. Well, we have just a few minutes left. Let's talk more about the plant sale, the garden classes, sustainability, and landscape. Is that all online? Is it a separate? Do you go down into the garden area?
It is actually our marketing department, of which Kat is one person, gave us our own website because people weren't able to find our nursery because we were kind of tucked away in on the Turtle Bay.
That's important to hear.
Yeah, so website. Yeah.
TurtleBayNursery.org.
Yay, thank
you. Okay.
Yeah, and that's where you'll find our inventory. You just click on the inventory link
wonderful.
Up at the top. And all of the names of the plants, the botanical names of the plants, if you click on them, you'll find the cultivation sign that we have in our nursery with a photo and how to grow that plant.
Do you have any self-planting plants? I mean, you just kind of put them out there and then, you know, and give them a little shovel or something. Maybe they don't need a shovel, you know, and they plant themselves.
We do have for you, Carl. We have planted terrariums, which are gardens in themselves, and they just need either a sunny window or
beautiful.
A grow light, and you've got your own garden right there. So that's about as close as we come.
You're talking
to
a guy that killed a cactus garden.
Well, that's because you loved it to death. You gave it too much water.
I will say that it was killed, but I was gone, and somebody did water it too much.
Yeah.
I didn't realize if you water them too much, they just implode.
They do. So, it's squishy.
So remember to come on by the Turtle Bay Nursery for the fall plant sale. It's going on now through October 31.
Again?
9 to 1 Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay, 9 to 1. Just go down there and find these. You can get, if you're a member of Turtle Bay, and I don't know why you're not, you can get 30% off, 20% off if you're just coming in off the street and say, I want some of those self-planting plants that Carl talked about.
And we love to answer questions. We love to answer questions. We love to ID plants.
This is, you know, when I retire, whenever that is, it's something to do is get that backyard and just, you know, grow banana trees.
Why would you two ever retire? I've been watching you all morning. Why would you retire?
I know. You know, it's like we keep thinking. If there's part of this. Well, we did an event the other night. We realized that we've had over like 7,500 guests on in 16 years. A lot of them repeats, but if you add it all up, how many how many times that's a lot. And we think about like this beautiful event with you guys, the plant sale, and we love Turtle Bay. We've watched Turtle Bay grow.
But
the Sheraton Hotel, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so you feel like it's part of your baby, part of the watching your children grow. And that's the community flourishing and having wonderful, where you can go become a member for a nominal fee.
Yes.
And be able to go in and take your family and friends and take these classes and
great
get
event.
Educated. be
it's
involved.
A great community place to meet and full of art and culture.
Yeah.
And like Kat mentioned, Turtle Bay does so many things, especially for its members.
Okay. You know what? We're blessed to have Turtle Bay here in our community. All right, got to run.
Thank you so much. When we come back,
Zach Bay is going to join us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's highest court will take up another firearms case. The Supreme Court will consider whether people who routinely smoke marijuana can legally own guns. The Trump administration asked the justices to revive the case against a Texas man charged with a felony because he allegedly had a gun in his home and acknowledged being a regular pot user. The Republican-led Senate will try again today to reopen the government in the face of Democrat opposition. House Speaker Mike Johnson suggesting the Democrats ought to be ashamed of themselves.
This is the first time in history that any party has had the audacity to shut down the government over a totally clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution. This is a political stunt.
Senate Republicans voted 10 times to reopen the government, with each attempt failing because of Democratic opposition. President Trump says that Ukraine should give up some territory in order to end the war with Russia.
Even though Russia is the aggressor and despite his recent openness to helping Ukraine win, the president now says most of the contested Donbas region of Ukraine should go to Russia.
What I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
At the current battle line, most of Donbas would be in Russian hands. The president plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amazon's cloud computing service experienced a major outage earlier today. It disrupted many online services like Snapchat, Roblox, and Signal. The outage began around 3 a.m. Eastern Time, and it lasted for several hours. No word yet on the cause of the outage. Watching Wall Street, stocks sharply higher this morning. The Dow is up about 414 points, gain of almost 1%. The Nasdaq ahead 300 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Just like they used to do it in the old Soviet Union, a five-year economic plan, the subject of a series of meetings of China's communist hierarchy. Those meetings getting underway today in Beijing.
Recently, China's five-year plans have focused on high-quality development and putting China at the cutting edge of things like chip-making and artificial intelligence. Until now, China's relied on advanced chips from the United States. But that could change if the next five-year plan includes President Xi's call for new productive forces. That means developing high-end tech, yes, but with the national security twist of making China self-sufficient.
The BBC's Nick Marsh. Preliminary results show Rodrigo Paz, a free market senator who was never a nationally prominent figure until now, has won Bolivia's presidential election. News and analysis, townhall.com. Restrictive new Pentagon press rules have some journalists balking and walking.
With 25 years in the DOD media beat, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio he's sensitive to both sides of the issue.
I got to know the Pentagon press corps very well, and I walked in their shoes in some cases.
He says the issue is to prevent harmful leaks.
What we don't want is people using their access at the Pentagon to sit down and to gather information from people that are willing to compromise their ethics.
Colonel McGinnis says there would be consequences choking off the press, and a balance must be struck.
You don't gain security, you risk creating blind spots. And we don't want blind spots in a constitutional republic, but at the same time, we don't want to jeopardize the lives of our young men and women.
George Williams, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 20th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know what? When we have show hosts chase us down and tell us you're doing a great job, as opposed to getting phone calls at 7 o'clock in the morning telling me that my producer's not there. And, I said, it's 6:30. Yes, and they're supposed to be here. I said, they're there by 6:45.
Right.
And he goes, well, he's not here yet. It's not 6:45. Right. And then at 6:45, my producer calls me and says, why was he excited? I said, because he just is.
Had angst.
He had angst. He had
to
angst.
To be on the show. Yeah.
Anyway, good job you're doing
there,
Alex.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
So, my love.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the National Weather Service forecast for our beautiful North State. It looks like we're going to have around 81 here today in Reading, overnight lows of 54. Tuesday's calling for around 82, sunny. Now, going back with today, we do have a forecast with winds 5 to 11 miles per hour with gusts that could be up to 25 miles per hour. So that is kind of a, you know, not a weather warning, but just to let you know, that's in the forecast. A Tuesday night will be overnight lows of 54. Wednesday's calling for 77 with overnight lows, partly cloudy on 53. Thursday will be mostly sunny with some variable clouds as well, mostly cloudy on Thursday night, because Friday we could have 65 degrees with chance of showers. The weekend's calling for showers as well through Saturday and Sunday, but we're going to have a beautiful week with clear skies, but just mind that wind today. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. It's Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Another veteran-owned business, supporting this veteran-owned business. Thank you so much to the Kinney family, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay, two quick announcements. One, the Marine Corps Ball, the 250th celebration of our Marine Corps, our beloved Marine Corps, sold out. However, I've been getting phone calls. I have people knocking on my door literally yesterday. And we have opened up two more tables. Just go to Eventbrite. In Reading for November 10th, and we've opened up two more tables. And if we sell those and we still want, if more people want tickets, we can probably get another one in there. But do it now. Go to Eventbrite, get your tickets, $40 for a night of great celebration, for our 250th birthday. It'll be at Wind River, starts at 5. You'll be out of there probably around 9:30, depends on how long you just want to stay and chit-chat with everybody. So the second thing is, I was going to go out and round up. We had one lost bull, and we're talking about weather. And I woke up Sunday morning, and we had some rain. We had some clouds. It was damp. And I called my buddy, and thank God he thinks like I do. Well, gosh, you know, it's raining. Hey, let's just do it next weekend. Okay. And now you're telling me it's raining next weekend. So who knows? Hey, we're here with Zach Bay. And good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Let's get you in there tighter there,
good morning,
buddy. And we're going to be talking about Measure A. But let's talk about you first. What's your background?
Excellent. Yeah. So like Carl said, my name's Zach Bay. I'm an insurance agent here in Reading. I grew up down in Cottonwood, went to the Tehama County schools on the other side of the county border. Yeah, grew up around here, exploring the area, and then went off to school at Chico State, moved down to Sacramento, after taking a full-time job in the insurance industry, realized pretty quickly that, my place wasn't in the big city. I belonged, back up here where my family is and my wife's family are, and so we moved back up to start a family, and, we have a 9-year-old daughter. She's awesome, best part of my life, for sure. And my wife's a vice principal. Opened my State Farm agency about 10 years ago in January this year, and here we are, just trying to make sure that our city remains a place that my daughter wants to live for the rest of her life. So
I think everybody on both sides of the issue want our city to move forward, want our city to be able to provide those things that our kids can come back to.
Mm-hmm.
And we know quite a few people about your age that had left.
Yep.
But they came back to Reading, and that's wonderful. It's just wonderful. But there's different ideas of how to move everybody forward here.
Absolutely.
So, what got you into Measure A?
You know, it really came down to seeing the budget issues that the city's having, and not seeing another path forward. You know, I never thought I would be a proponent for a new tax. You know, grew up really conservative, still am pretty conservative, and taxes have always been the enemy, not something that any of us want more of, especially in a state that's overtaxed. But I don't see a way forward with the city to have all the things that we want as a community without more revenue. So that's really what wound up with me getting involved and attempting to get this thing passed.
You know, and by the way, everybody, I've been asked, are we going to have a proponent against Measure A? Of course we are, because you got to hear both sides. And we're out looking for them now, or you can just call us after the show, and we'll set you up a time too before before Election Day. Money and where it's going, there seems to be some ideas is that it's not going to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
That the city council gets their hands on it, and for some reason, we don't trust our city council. We trusted them on some things, but we don't trust them when it comes to money.
Mm-hmm.
What's your fence? Is there a fence around this money?
Yeah, there's definitely.
And how strong a fence is it?
Yes, there's definitely a fence around the new revenue that'll come in. The tax is a specific tax, so it's categorized into different public safety buckets, so police, fire. An agreement with the Shasta County Sheriff to build an additional facility so that we can, you know, stop the catch and release program that we have currently and help people rehabilitate. There's fences around the money that's going to parks, roads. So there's really fences around most of the money. With that said, the big argument from the people on the other side is that there isn't what's called an MOE. I'm not exactly sure what that stands for, but there's nothing in the measure that restricts funds that aren't that are already going to those buckets from being removed. So yes, the city council, if they decided, could, you know, this, we have an extra $10 million going to police. That's not the right number, but it's 12%.
So whatever it is.
$3 million, whatever it is. There's other funding that goes towards the police. Yes, they could
supplant it.
They could supplant it. That's the term they're liking to use. With that said, there's really a couple scenarios in that world that, you know, I don't think that's going to happen, that they're just going to automatically pull money out, because our city council right now, they haven't made a decision to unfund police or fire in the last 20 years. You know, the big push is to make sure we have really strong public safety, and I think our city council is continuing to look that direction. With that said, you know, there is always that possibility, and personally, I think it's good that we don't have the fences so high and so strong that money can never be moved, because there's really a couple different scenarios that we want this to be able to be flexible.
Well, 10% of that money goes to the city anyway.
Yes, to the general fund.
That's part of this Measure A.
Yep. So 10% of that money goes directly to the general fund, with council able to choose, you know, where that money goes. You know, that piece, I wish that had more fences around it, but it doesn't. But my thought on that, is that we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's a lot of money doing a lot of good things. And our city council, you know, when you really look at it, has made a lot of good decisions. There's been some that the community doesn't love in the past, but, you know,
we're going to address those when we get back from this break.
Okay, excellent.
We're here with Zach Bay and, a proponent. You're on the committee, right?
Yes, I am.
For passing Measure A, which is a 1% sales tax, increase, mm-hmm. and taking us from 7.25% to 8.25%.
Correct.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. If it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has all the opportunities available right now, both full-time and part-time, a variety of backgrounds and experience level. Competitive benefits to include 401ks, tuition reimbursement, medical insurance, and more. Become part of Shasta Regional Medical Center's great team. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. And we'll be right back.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? We don't talk anymore like we used to do.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room, doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Let me see, a bunch of things going on this weekend or not. We ever heard from Community Calendar, so, but I do want to remind you the Holiday Harbor is still offering that special during the month of October. We only got 10 days left, but you can get 15% off your rental in the lake's beautiful, it's quiet, it's smooth. And if you mention KCNR, Carl and Linda Buford, anything that has to do with Free Fire Radio, you're going to get an additional 10% off, 25% off your rental. Just take a couple of days, go out there and just enjoy the lake. Give them a call, 530-238-2383. Okay, we're here with Zach Bay, who is on the committee of Measure A, which is a 1% sales tax increase, taking us to 8.25 from 7.25. And there is a lot of misunderstandings, I think, about how the money is going to be fenced off and then how the money is being moved. But one of the big things that's always brought up is salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Your turn on this. I mean, I know what I've said about it, but I'd like to hear what you say.
On the salary piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not an expert on salaries. I do know that the council has budget workshops that they go through. They compare salaries across the state. I don't want to sound like a city apologist, but with that said, we have a city manager that manages well over 1,000 people. And he makes a good salary, but I can't imagine taking a position that manages that many people, a utility, without a high wage. And maybe they are overpaid. And actually right now is a chance as our city council hires a new city manager to start to look at that. Unfortunately, from our position with Measure A, paying management slightly less doesn't fix the revenue problem that we have. We don't have enough money to pay for all the services and what the city wants at this point. And it's not necessarily a just yes on A. It's a yes and. It's a yes and let's look at budgets. Let's make sure everything's tight and in line. But we have a revenue problem that we need to fix.
The balance is budget is balanced, from what I understand, for the next couple of years. However, it's based on projections of sales revenue or tax revenue. Tax revenue has been going down.
Mm-hmm.
Less people here, and let's just face it, online. Online buying has really impacted on our community and other communities, too. Not one of the proponents or against Measure A have said anything about no. Well, maybe they have, but the one's been on the show have said, we're not going to cut salaries, but from this day forward, we are going to take, you've got to look at salaries more. The money that you all have that would come in for this, you said you've got a couple of things.
Yeah, so basically a couple scenarios to show that it's, one of the against arguments is that there's not enough holding on existing funds that are going to certain departments. And so just to kind of paint a picture of what that looks like down the road. So Measure A passes, we were able to hire police, appropriately, have staffed appropriately. The sheriff has an additional facility built to maintain and help people rehabilitate. We wind up in this really good position, 5-10 years down the road. And maybe at that point, we don't need as many police officers. So do we really want this money stuck to where our city can't make decisions, can't be nimble, and can't then start to invest in more recreation programs that keep kids out of jail in the future, that make sure they're active and living lifestyles that really help our community? Or do we want to just keep building a police force or holding a police force that we don't necessarily need at that time? The other piece is, you know, if we hit a recession, we see taxes go down. We don't have the revenue we thought we did. You know, if there's something I know about our community, we want our public safety. We want our police. We want our fire. We want those fully staffed. In that recession, you know, if that happens and we don't have the revenue we thought, then that money, you know, the money that's already going to parks would be stuck there. We wouldn't have an ability to say, hey, you know, instead of laying off police officers over here, we can now say, okay, cool. There, you know, we know there's certain money going to those parks that provided by Measure A. Some of that can't be moved. But then that gives our council and our city government some flexibility to say, hey, let's make sure that our fire stations are appropriately staffed, that we have enough police officers to do the job, so we don't wind up rolling back into the same problems that we've been having.
What about the, there's an oversight committee.
Mm-hmm. Super important.
And what's their mission?
So, their mission is to keep track of these funds, make sure that they're being spent where the community wants them. And I'm actually a proponent of a good chunk of this committee that will be formed to be naysayers, people who are on the other side who don't want this passed, so that there are hawkeyes on this money, making sure that this money's doing what the community wants it to do. And so that'll be formed if the measure passes, so that we keep eyes on it. And so their job's to be loud, so that if something isn't going the way we want it, we elect city councilors that are going to do what the city wants.
You know, I think that's real important, and the fact that having people that are opposed to a Measure A be on that committee, I think, is important. It's like anything. It's as long as you have, you know, it's open, so it can't, if it passes, they can't accuse the committee of being, oh, they're going to cover up everything. Mm-hmm. Now, so I don't know how big your committee's going to be, but, you know, a couple from the, that are opposing this so strongly, if they're on it, they'll see what's going on, they'll see where the money's going, and hopefully that will keep all of the transmission lines open.
Absolutely. And transparency is key. We need to make sure we know where this money's going, what the city councilors and what our bureaucrats are doing with it.
You know, and people are concerned about, oh, well, they're gonna take this money and move it around. The money that's coming in through Measure A is pretty well fenced off, mm-hmm. but some of it can be supplanted. And then you go into our city council how long? We've had the station 15 years, starting 16 here in December. And salaries have always been a part of it. Salaries at City Hall
mm-hmm.
for 15 years. And yet, the trying to get your arms around it by all the different city councils that have been here in the last 15 years doesn't seem like they can – you know, completely get their arms around. It'll be a 3-2 vote. 3-2 vote.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I think the 20% raise, sometimes more. The idea behind it that we can't keep paying these high salaries. And I understand that. I think that Measure A people, the people for it too, but
mm-hmm.
that's got to start with this city council,
mm-hmm.
and a perfect example is we've got a city manager that just retired.
Yep.
See what they do. This is a big vote for them.
Absolutely.
See if they can, you know, get their arms around this.
Mm-hmm. And I hope they can. I hope they can, you know, if they need to pay what they have been paying, that they can show why and why, you know, there's recruiting issues if we're not paying that. But, our city manager makes a lot of money, especially when you compare it to our average citizen. And I think the city council needs to take a hard, long look at that, to make sure that we're paying appropriately, but that we're also finding qualified staff to run a city of the size we are.
And that's true. And I know that is a big thing, but that really doesn't have anything to do with Measure A. Measure A is separate. It cannot be used for raises or things like that. It can be used for hiring police, you know, mm-hmm. hiring new police and paying for them,
mm-hmm.
new firemen, building the new fire station,
yep.
which we need, but will not be used for the raises that people, it just infuriates people.
And, exactly.
Hey, I feel it. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the other thing, the city council can be held accountable for mm-hmm. their decisions.
Yeah, every 4 years. we have the opportunity to step up and hire someone who is going to watch our back and have our best interest.
Which we do every 2 years. It seems like we put new people on there. So we either trust them or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because, you know, people get, you know, we elect these people and you wouldn't elect somebody you don't trust to make the right decisions. Mm-hmm. And then we don't trust them after that. So anyway, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, established in 1960. Been in that same location across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. I've been there since 1967. I discovered them when I moved here in 07 and never gone to another barbershop. These guys are great. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Yes, and never had a bad haircut there. I can make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me and roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or just hang around and chit-chat and find out what's going on in our community. They're at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Zach Bay and Measure A. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room. Doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. 8:34 in the morning here. Going to go be up to 81 today. It'll be a nice week, but it looks like we're going to be getting some rain this weekend. So enjoy your sun and beautiful days right now. Our guest today is Zach Bay, who is on the committee to pass Measure A, which is the 1% sales tax. And that will be on one of the two things you'll be voting on. You've already got your stuff in the mail. But for election day, there's just two things to vote on. Prop 50, which will take away your rights as a freeborn citizen in the Northern California area. And, Measure A, which is, a tax, 1% sales tax increase. What's the biggest thing you'd like to talk about that it's just kind of like misinformation out there? You know, sometimes it's part of something that's true, but some things are just totally off.
You know, I think the biggest piece of information in my mind is the cost to the city, the people. You know, there's a lot of talk about, hey, this is going to take, you know, $30 million out of the pockets of those in the North State. And, you know, 60% of that is projected to come from out of town. So a lot of that money isn't actually our local money. It's people who come through our town or tourists here or just use our city to shop. And really when we look at the overall cost, if this doesn't pass, you know, an issue we're going to have is we're going to have less firefighters per engine. We may see stations close. We won't see the new Station 9. And in my career, something I talk to people about every day is rising homeowners insurance costs. So really the long-term cost of this, if it doesn't pass, is, you know, if response times are down with fire departments, we're going to see insurance prices increase more. So just the cost of the community isn't going to be as big as a lot project, because our roads are trashed, they're eating up our cars, they're so we're spending more money on you know vehicle repairs than we should be living in the city. So where it's going to cost the average household about $20 a month, long term, I see households really saving more than that compared to what we'll wind up spending if this doesn't pass. So I'd say that's probably some of the biggest misinformation out there.
We've got something like, I don't know, what are the unfunded liabilities or hundreds of millions?
A
something
lot.
Like that.
I mean, no idea.
It changes too much. Yeah, it changes all the time. You know, the thing is nobody wants a tax.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants that. On the other hand, we've got to say, what's the effects? Kind of like, you know, what you were just talking about. What is the effects if we don't have a tax?
Mm-hmm.
People have said, why don't we go from top to bottom? You know, do a DOGE, you know, government efficiency,
yep.
And go through each department and find out how many extra people we have.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, my thought on that is once again a yes and. You know, we should absolutely do that. Make sure we're not spending money in places that we shouldn't. But you know, the city council last month, may have been right about a month ago now, asked the city to do an experiment, say, hey, if we need another $10 million for roads, and we need to take that out of other budgets, where does that money come from? And to find the amount of money that we need to get our city where we want it, or at least to maintain what we currently have, it's going to take things like, you know, shutting down the Civic, you know, closing fire stations, reducing firefighters to two per engine, so they can't respond right when they get to a house fire. They have to wait for another engine. We're just going to see things happen that we don't want as a community. So I think it's really important for a yes on Measure A because of that.
You know, the idea that we can get by with the same amount of money, even if it's balanced, we have inflation, whether we like it or not, that comes up every year, and it keeps costing more. REU needed to buy a new truck.
Mm-hmm.
They budgeted something like $350,000, which you would think would be, you know, get you a truck. No, the trucks that they need to go out there and do the work they're doing are over $420,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a big surprise when Nick Zeller, he says, when they went out there, he goes, He says, wait a minute, they've gone up this much in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can't get away from that. But we've also got to make sure is that every dollar we spend, somebody's looking at it.
And we should be looking at every dollar.
Yeah, every dollar absolutely. We spend, somebody should be looking at mm-hmm. it.
And that's one of the big parts of this measure is the oversight committee that will be formed. And that will be their job to make sure that money is being looked at and that money is going to the right places. And they're the second part of their job is to be loud when it's not and make sure that voters know so that they can go back and say, hey, no, we need council members going to do what the city wants and take care of the priorities.
Well, it's in a measure they can't. They can't just override it.
They can't
ignore it.
Correct.
But if it appears that they may be, that's what, you know, the committee's there making sure everything, every dollar spent the way it should be.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I have a question for Mr. Bay there, Zach Bay.
Yeah.
You just mentioned the oversight committee. When do you guys meet and who's on the committee and also, is the committee who's overseeing the funds and everything? Mm-hmm. Were they appointed, or these were volunteers who decided to just prepare the Measure A and to be able to have that Measure A for tax? Oh, sorry. But that was my first question. But my second question, are you also part of the Chamber of Commerce for the city of Reading?
Yeah.
So, are you on the board?
Yeah, I'll answer that one quick because it's okay. An easy one. I'm on the Chamber of Commerce board. I've been serving on the Chamber of Commerce board for the last 3 years or so. Been a great experience. But to the oversight committee piece, though, so it's not formed yet because it becomes a thing when the measure passes. And then the city council members appoint positions there, and they rotate out. I forget the exact cadence of that, but they'll be appointed. And then, yeah, like I said a little bit earlier, if you're listening, I'm hoping that we have some naysayers appointed to that committee so they're really loud and really tracking that hard, and so the community gets a fair look at that.
I can give a couple of names right now.
Excellent.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it would be great to kind of know who's on the committee because I do have some questions on, you being on the committee. So that's my concern because, you are the part of the chamber of board of trustees, and since you also probably receive funds from the city of Reading, it's a conflict of interest for you to be on the committee that you're also going to benefit because, like you said, tourists come here in city of Reading, so therefore they're benefiting, including your chamber of commerce.
Dolores.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, I'm on the committee to help pass Measure A. I have no desire to be on the oversight committee. And I do think that would be a conflict of interest. I agree. And thanks for your question, Dolores.
I think that, your oversight committee should be somebody not on the, I think it should be pretty much,
Should be a good representation of
the whole city there, but not somebody that pushed it through.
Yeah.
And but on the other hand, people that have posted it and been vocal might be good people to be on.
Absolutely.
There and take their time. Do you envision them meeting monthly or?
I don't know what the cadence is that is set in the measure. It is outlined in the measure. I know it's at least annually, but I hope they meet more often than
I
that.
I would hope
sure.
so.
Yep.
Quarterly. Yep. Because they're keeping track, obviously, of all the money that's coming in off that, the extra 1%.
Yep.
So that they should be able to see it, where it's going into the city coffers, and how much of it's being used the way it should be.
Yep. At least as often as there's budget committees or that there's money
at
moving.
At least. Because
The
last thing you want is for people to say, this committee meets once a year, and it's too much for them.
Then that wouldn't be enough time.
And then they have the city staff complaining, we're spending all these hours and all this. Because the city cannot end this committee as they have others.
Correct. It will be the law that this committee exists. Yes.
Okay. All right. We're here with Zach Bay, who is a member of the committee to pass Measure A. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda left around 8 o'clock because she's running around doing things. Tomorrow, Radio Ranch Rhea joins us. DA comes in this week. We've got a lot of different people coming in this week. Blake Fisher is going to take the show for the next few days while Linda and I get out of the area. Thankfully, we have such a nice person that stays at our house that takes care of everything. We always like to have that. Our guest today is Zach Bay, who is for Measure A. And there have been, you know, questions coming up on donations. Mm-hmm. One of them, of course, is a Civic, which has caused a lot of consternation. Civic was awarded, it was awarded by the city $675,000, mm-hmm. and it comes out that they had given $50,000 or something like that mm-hmm. for in support of Measure A. And this was done before the $675,000, but now the city council is starting to look at it saying, well, wait a minute, mm-hmm. if you need this money, how could you do this?
Yep.
However,
So
it really is not. I mean, you guys don't have anything to say about that, do you?
The Civic did, the Advanced Reading donated, somewhere around $50,000 to the campaign. Their mission is to keep the Civic open and be able to maintain shows coming to town. It's been pretty clear that if this doesn't pass, we don't have additional revenue going to make sure that the Civic is cared for, that the money's not there to keep the Civic open. So this community, a wonderful community piece that I attended my first concert there when I was in third grade, Sammy Hagar in the mid-90s, was my first show there. Without this, the Civic does die. So I understand completely why Advanced Reading would donate that. And then the $675,000 that was donated was money that was earmarked for repairs at the Civic and to maintain the Civic. And the Advanced Reading has spent, I forget the number, it's $1.2 or $1.6 million over the last 5 years or so keeping up the Civic. And so this, some would look at it as a reimbursement for money that Advanced Reading spent to maintain this piece of our city. I understand there's a lot of questions around that. But really it's that Advanced Reading wants the Civic to remain so that we can continue to have shows, conferences. It's a huge landmark in our city that I think most people want to exist.
Whether you agree with the donation or whatever, the bottom line is, do we need a Civic or a place like the Civic or not? I think if you're going to be a town, you need something like the Civic so you can have the state of the city. You can have different events that are happening there. And in today's economy, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's no matter who runs it,
yep.
And people have said, well, let somebody else get a chance to run it. Well, that'd be fine.
Yeah,
but the day Advanced Reading took over, the Civic years ago, the city stopped having to spend $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
So the city saved $1 million a year when they made that lease.
Exactly. And there are buildings and civic centers like this across the country and they're all, supported by their cities. If it's something that we want, our city needs to support it. It has been for the last 50 years or however long the Civic's been there. And, without that support from the city, it ceases to exist. And I agree. It's something that, any city that, I want to live in has a place like this that large events can happen at and that we can celebrate together. Without that, it just doesn't feel like we have a place for the city to come together.
The bottom line, then, you would say, if we pass Measure A, is being able to move the city forward. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
That's almost exactly word for word that I would say. Move the city forward and maintain a place that we all want to live. We all love this city. Proponents for and against. I know that we're all looking to have a city that we all want to live in, think that Measure A is an important piece to the puzzle there in providing the revenue we need to keep all of the things that we really love.
And I want to invite anybody who wants to speak in opposition to Measure A, please give me a call. You know how to get a hold of me, either on Facebook or call us here at the office or catch me as I'm wandering downtown, which I do at times. Because I want, and I'm going to be actively reaching out to have somebody come on. Because here's my question is, if we don't pass Measure A,
mm-hmm.
what's the solution?
Yep. And where are we going to find it?
And if somebody tells me, well, here's the solution, I'll go, fine. Well, then we don't need Measure A.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be able to say, what's the solution? How far can we tighten our belts? And what are you willing to give up?
Yep.
Because
it's not we don't have a $2 million or a $3 million problem. We have a $20 to $30 million problem, and that's a lot of belt tightening.
And I fully agree. But let's go through every department,
mm-hmm,
and see what we get and see what we get. And let's priorities. Do we take care of this? Well, we've got parks we don't take care of, and people can't use them.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. There mm-hmm. are. But if a solution to this problem, and I hate throwing money at it because, as one of our listeners once said, we were talking about Sacramento. It's green crack. Money's green crack. No, you're hooked on it.
Yep. And if you find it, you're going to spend it. And that's why that oversight committee is wildly important to keep an eye on that. Yeah.
And then also to be looking at the city council, make sure there's not a lot of funds being moved around for things that, you know, we've got the money here, so you're just taking funds out of that. Now, and most of the money, you know, in our budget is already restricted.
Yep.
I think it's only like 20% is in the general fund.
I forget the exact number, but yeah, it's about $30 million that's discretionary. That the city council can actually move at this point.
Right, and of that amount, two-thirds of it goes to public safety.
Yeah, 70 to 80% goes to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then that pie has all of a sudden gotten a lot smaller, my friends. And so then out of that, what do you do? I tell you what, city council, my hat's off to you all.
Amen.
And I admire every one of our city council and our board of supervisors. I may not agree with them, but you've put yourselves there on the line, and you sit there every Tuesday with people that are just not happy with some of the decisions you make.
Yep.
So,
and those decisions are going to get harder and harder as time goes on. Yep.
And Measure A doesn't pass, it's going to get even tighter.
Oh,
and it's going to be interesting because, you know, we drove down Tehama Street coming in from 44 the other day. And we were looking about, gosh, this looks great. You know, you're coming in, everything looks nice, and you're coming through, and then if you turn down Market Street and you come down, you know, right past here with all the new things that are going on. This is it's inviting. On the other hand, if you come down the street and there's trash and there's homeless and God knows what other things, it's not something that's welcoming. So we've got to be able to balance our what we like to have with what we need to have.
Mm-hmm. And I think a huge part of that is the 12% of this Measure A money that'll go to the Sheriff's Department in partnership to build an additional facility to help these people who are on the street rehab. You know, when something happens, they're arrested. If they didn't, you know, physically harm someone pretty bad, they're going to be back out really quickly these days. And we need more space to help them sober up, help them make life decisions that hopefully get them off the street. And they don't have that opportunity right now. And this is something that we know the community wants more jail beds. It's been said over and over again. And this is a way that we can work towards that.
Well, we had and here's another thing. As we all know, years ago, gosh, what, 7, 8 years ago, we had a chance for a new jail.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for by the state. And the board supervisors at that time turned it down, saying, where are we going to get the money to man the jail? Mm-hmm. Which I think was kind of short-sighted.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to find the money to do that. First of all, we'd have a lot of people off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we would find that money somehow to do that. But we missed our chance on that.
Yep.
And the only reason I bring it up is that it would have had a huge impact on our community. Now, is Measure A going to have a huge impact on our community? I think it can.
Mm-hmm.
However, it can't just be money thrown at a problem.
Absolutely. We need to make sure it's spent well, and that's where that oversight committee comes in again to make sure that there's eyes on that and that there's a good plan to move each of these pieces forward without waste. And once again, going back to the Doge piece, you know, we need to make sure there's not money being spent in areas that it doesn't need to be spent and that we're running efficiently.
Yeah, this is a 2 or 3 part plan here. It's not just money coming in. It's making sure our money is being spent wisely.
Absolutely.
We do need to take a look at salaries because it's just, even if you're paying people, you know, you're paying people a great wage, that it still irritates people when they see it. And it's not, you know, it's not hundreds of people that are getting that type of wage, but it's enough that it irritates people.
Absolutely.
And so moving forward, maybe the city council needs to take a look at how we pay people, how much we pay. Okay, Zach Bay. Is there any place people can go to get more information?
Better-reading.com has the measure listed there in its full form. So if you have questions, you can read through that. But then if there's any questions following that, please reach out. There's a contact card on there. My information is pretty public out there with my insurance agency. So if you have questions, you're welcome to give me a call. Happy to talk it through. But I think this is just wildly important for our community moving forward to make sure that we can take the steps we need to make sure our kids want to live here in the future, and it's a safe place to be.
Okay. Zach, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Thanks, Carl.
Everybody, have a wonderful day. It's going to be beautiful out there. Tomorrow, Red Ranch Rhea joins us with an update of everything that's going on out there. Have a good day, and God bless America.
KZNR, Shasta Ready.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.